Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, what's going on? This is Al. Welcome to the book club, and just trying to get my people online straightened out. So just give me a few seconds. Okay. All right. So today we'll be talking about the book, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. And this book is actually by a woman named Suzanne Jeffers. I actually was introduced to the book back a long time ago, actually. You know, I think it was back in 2007 or so. And it's basically, I was introduced to the book at a T. Harv Eker seminar, you know, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. And it was a really powerful book, you know, that I read and that I want to share with you guys, you know, because a lot of us experience fear. A lot of us, you know, let fear overcome us. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure you were dealing with some fears today. What, you know, I'm pretty sure you were. I know I did. So with the concepts in this book, Suzanne Jeffers, you know, she talks about how to break through those fears. And I actually learned about the book in T. Harv Eker's book, Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. He actually referenced the book in there. And we did an audio book on that book as well. So I think I'm going to make these a little bit faster. You know, instead of 15 to 30 minutes, I think it should be a little more shorter. And I'll see what type of response I get from that. But so let's go ahead into some of the key points. I think we have about, I see about 40 people on the call from online and from Blog Talk and Twitter. So I appreciate you guys, you know, listening in. So basically, one of the concepts she talks about is she says, if something happens in your life, you just need to say, I'll handle it. But she talks about the concept of just being powerful. You know, anything that comes up shouldn't matter, because if something comes up, we'll just say, you know what, I'll handle it. So we don't have to sit around and worry about things, you know, because we need to take on the concept of whatever comes our way, we'll handle it. So she talks about that concept of just not worrying. And, you know, when things come up, we always find a way to figure out how to protect ourselves or figure out how to make ourselves happier. You know, just like if a bear or something started charging at you right now, you know, you wouldn't sit there and say, okay, this bear is charging at me. Huh, what should I do? Should I get up and run? Or no, you're just going to see that bear and you're just going to haul, you know what? She's going to get up and leave, you know, and start running. So she was saying that, you know, we don't have to sit around and try to plan out and be worried about things that may affect us in the future. We'll handle it when the time comes. Another concept she was talking about is that the fear will never go away if you're a person of growth. I thought this was a great concept. Like all the people that we admire, all the people that we look up to, they all have fear, but they still push through it. They feel the fear anyway. They feel the fear and then they take action anyway. So fear will never go away. Fear will always be with us. You know, I'm experiencing fear, you know, as I lead this movement of howtochangemylife.org. You know, it's a lot of fears involved, but I press through those fears, you know, because the vision is so big and it's so much needed. So, you know, I learned from the book as well. And she was just saying that fear will never go away. Like, fear is always going to be there, but we need to change our paradigm around fear and change the paradigm around it, meaning the mindset. You know, some people look at fear as excitement. Like, ooh, got this fear? I'm about to tackle that fear. Let's get it. And then some people look at fear like, well, you know, they feel immobilized, you know, with the fear. So she was saying that it's a different way you can actually look at fear and, you know, change your mindset around it, is what she was saying. And another good point in the book she was talking about is that the only way to get rid of fear is to actually go out and do it. You get that one? To get rid of fear, the only way to get rid of fear is to go out there and do it. So it's never going to go away. And it's only going to become bigger and bigger and bigger in your mind, you know, unless you actually go out there and do it. I'm pretty sure you guys have had something that was so small to do, so small, and you never took action on it. You just procrastinated, you know, because it was uncomfortable or you feared it. And then when you actually did it, you felt stupid, like, man, I should have been did this. You know, she was saying we can avoid all that kind of stuff and just get rid of the fear by actually going out and doing it. So she was saying that doing it, by actually doing it, makes the fear disappear. You know, so that's what you got to do. Another concept she talked about in the book was that we need to take responsibility for the fear in our life right now. You know, she was saying we need to take responsibility for, you know, creating our own happiness. So basically what she was saying in the book was that whatever fear situations we have in our life right now, we need to take responsibility for that fear being in our life. So if we have, you know, we don't have a job situation in our life, or, you know, we're in a situation where we need a place to live, or we're in a situation where, you know, we're trying to meet certain people to make things happen. She was saying, whatever you're fearing, take responsibility for that fear being in your life and take responsibility for creating your own happiness. So I really like that concept that she really was honing on in the book. Like, hey, you know, it's nobody else's fault where you are right now. You know, it's nobody's fault. It's not even your fault, but it's your responsibility. You know, you may not have been born in the right place or at the, you know, went to the right schools or whatever. You know, that wasn't your fault, but it's still your responsibility at the end of the day to create the life you want. So she kind of was getting into that a little bit as well. She also talked about the concept of self-talk. Now, we talked about this as well. Does self-talk create reality on the Owl Weekly that we do every Sunday? Make sure you guys check in for this Sunday. But she talked about the concept of self-talk as well and the chatterbox in our minds and how we need to calm that chatterbox down. And we need to challenge those self-talks, the negative self-talks in our mind. So all the negative self-talk saying, you know, you can't do it. And then when you don't take action, you actually buy into that self-talk. So that's the chatterbox. And she was saying that, you know, that self-talk, we need to have positive self-talk. And she was talking about the power of declarations as well, which I'm actually going to get into in 1 hour, maybe in the Al Weekly show, one of these Sundays. But she's talking about the power of declarations and how it actually programs our subconscious mind. You know, we did a whole series on the subconscious mind as well. So she was talking about the power of declarations. So whatever we fear, right? So if you fear, let me give you guys an example. So if you fear, let's see, a good example. If you fear going to the gym, you know, and it's really been hard on you. It's so simple, but it's been really hard on you. So, you know, it's really hard for you to get in that gym. So what she was saying was create a declaration of yourself, of, you know, the end result. So you would write something like, I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm in the gym, I'm working out, and I've already lost 10 pounds. You see what I'm saying? And she was saying when you actually do these kind of declarations, you know, for something that's the exact opposite of what you're fearing, then it actually helps. It'll help you take action to remove the fear, because remember, the fear will never go away until we actually take action. That's the only way the fear goes away. Now, I'm actually going to show you guys a diagram of something that she talked about in the book that I actually think about a lot, and I've actually practiced this in my own life. So let me find a marker for you guys watching the webcast. This would be interesting. For you guys listening on the audio, check out the YouTube channel or on the website, we'll have the video. So what she talked about was the concept of expanding your comfort zone. Okay? Now, this is actually pretty powerful. I think about this a lot. I didn't talk about this a lot to people. So let me find a blank sheet. I got some of the sheets filled up in here. All right. So she talked about the concept of expanding your comfort zone, right? So look right here. So she was saying that if you're right here, gosh, that pen is not even working. Let me get my red pen. All right. So she was talking about the concept of expanding your comfort zone, okay? So she was saying that this is your comfort zone CV. If you take an action that you fear, right, it could be something real small, then it expands your comfort zone. So now your comfort zone is here. And she was saying that space in the middle, make sure you guys see that. She was saying that space in the middle, when you expand your comfort zone, she was saying that you actually create space for the universe to come in and fill that space. So basically what she means by that is, you know, whatever your concept of God is, you know, God can't really move in our life unless we create space for God to move. So the best way to change your life, and what she was saying in the book, is to do something that's uncomfortable. Like, we need to actually plan an uncomfortable action every single day. You know, in terms that relates to like your business or whatever your number one goal is. So she was saying every time we take an uncomfortable action, we expand our comfort zone and we become a bigger and bigger and bigger person. Now, I've seen this in my own life personally. You know, every time I've taken an uncomfortable action, it just seems like it leads me on a journey of serendipity. You know, it leads me on a journey of just good things happening. It's even happening right now with How to Change My Life.org, you know, the movement. I'm actually meeting with the National Speakers Association director tomorrow at 4:30. I'm saying, now, I was uncomfortable, you know, getting through and trying to meet this guy, but I got to practice what I preach. You know, I'm the leader of this movement. I have to do what I'm preaching about, right? So, you know, I have a meeting with this guy tomorrow. He's going to become my mentor, and, you know, a lot of good things are going to come from that as far as me being on stage and speaking. But, you know, that was an uncomfortable action that I had to take. You know, even though it was so simple as meeting somebody, you know, one of the director of the National Speakers Association, it still was uncomfortable just getting on the phone saying, hey, can I take you out to lunch? You know, but we have to take these actions. And since I took that action, now I'm looking for, like, other uncomfortable actions to take, you know, as far as this movement and other things that I'm doing. So all I'm saying, guys, is that from the book, you know, Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, I think I have a link that you guys can actually purchase the book off of Amazon. And, you know, I do receive a commission for that. Some people have been buying the books. I appreciate it, you know. But the whole point is I want you guys to, you know, take an uncomfortable action when you get off of this call, or at least plan it out for tomorrow, an uncomfortable action that you can take that can lead you closer to your goal, whether it's in health, you know, business, or relationships. You know, just take that action and you'll feel so much more powerful, you know, by taking these uncomfortable actions. And Suzanne Jeffers, in her book, she really helped me, you know, start taking uncomfortable actions. And, you know, it's just a powerful book. So it's a quick read. I think it's about 200 pages. So you guys can go check that out. And so, yeah, you know, I'm just going to make this one kind of quick. But I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al with the Power to Believe radio show, and with the book audio review of Suzanne Jeffers. You know, so this is the Power to Believe book club, and make sure you guys go to the website, howtochangemylife.org. I appreciate you guys liking the fan page. And, you know, a lot of people have been calling me up and texting me because, like, we got the phone number on there. And I appreciate you guys' stories. I appreciate the testimonials from some people watching my videos and being helped. That's what it's about. You know, that's what my life is about. Give value and service to you guys. So I appreciate you guys listening in. Make sure you guys go get the book. And make sure you feel the fear and do it anyway next time you're in a situation of fear. Press through and turn your fear into excitement. So this is Al signing out. You guys have a great afternoon, and I'll be posting this video soon for you guys. All right. Love all y'all that's listening to me. Thank you. See you guys.